Convention is significant because, first of all, it has a continent-wide scope, so it covers the entire African continent. It also clearly spells out the responsibility of states in making sure that the displaced are protected and have assistance, which for us means that it should help to improve our access to IDPs in a more systematic way, because that's not the case. For the time being, it all depends on the willingness of the government. From country to country, it's completely different. So we do hope that whenever there is a displacement situation, we will be allowed to go and do the assessments and provide the assistance that's needed. That can also help with preventing, obviously, a very difficult humanitarian situation, but it could also mean that it would prevent a wider movement, because when we're able to go into the areas where people have started to move and assist, there is humanitarian presence, people would stay there and they're closer to home. When there is no humanitarian assistance, over time people move to other places and the humanitarian situation just deteriorates. So that's one way, for example, that makes it easier for us to do our job.
And maybe you can tell us the difference between refugees whom the UNHCR is mandated to provide assistance and protect and internally displaced persons.
The difference between a refugee and an internal displaced is that a refugee crosses an international border. In the case of the IDPs, internal displaced, they are still within their home country, but simply were forced to move to other locations, other places. Sometimes they're close to home, sometimes they go a bit further, but because of various reasons. And this convention says that no matter what the reason, whether it's a natural disaster or man-made, like war, or because there is a development project, like we've seen sometimes in urban areas and people are evacuated, have no place to stay, whatever the cause, people need and have the right to get protection from their states, and they should be assisted as needed.
How many internally displaced people do we have in Africa, and are they more than refugees on the continent?
There are many more internally displaced people in Africa than refugees right now. There are 9.7 million internally displaced people in Africa. The largest countries hosting IDPs are Sudan, Somalia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
From UNHCR experience, is it easy for internally displaced people to return to their homes?
It's not easy for internally displaced people to return to their homes unless what forced them to flee has been resolved, just like it is with the refugees. But it could be easy if the governments take responsibility as called for by this convention and make sure that people who leave their homes are able to go back to their lands. And the other thing is, this convention talks about prevention. It asks governments specifically to do all they can to prevent forced displacement within the country. And that means whether it's political dialogue, whether it's making sure that when they're thinking of major projects, they look at the problem holistically and find solutions before people are moved out of their homes. Of course, when there's a natural disaster, you can't do much, you can't prevent as such, but at least you can make it easy for people to go back, and the governments have the responsibility to do whatever it takes for that to happen.
What are the main causes of internal displacement in Africa?
Internal displacement is mainly due to conflict. There's a lot of disputes, whether it's local, whether it's major, whether it's a civil war. You do have cases of natural or climate factors. You have projects, like we've seen sometimes in urban development projects in many places, where the government, because it wants to build a part of the city, upgrade services there, would move people out of slums, for example. But I would say the majority of the IDPs are forced to flee because of conflict.